It's Thursday, the 18th of September. Definitely the most important day in Scottish history for 300 years. I'm not going to talk about that. It's another grey morning. But it seems to be brighter at parts. But I don't see any blue sky. It's not as calm as it's been the last few mornings. But it is still lovely. And mild. Certainly, really can't complain. Though it must have rained during the night because the ground is wet. The ground's wet, the plants seem to have dried off, so I'm guessing a very light shower or possibly light hair. Slept well last night. Actually, we lay in bed till 8 this morning. I had just a wee bit of alarm line. Watching so many birds flitting about in the trees. Seems to be an abundance of blackbirds this year. You can tell the newbies. The cocks, they're gleaming black. And the female is that beautiful, almost thrush-like colour. And then there's my pair, who are beginning to look their age. But age aside, their vigilance doesn't decline. Not quite sure how long they live. I think if my memory serves me right, it's really on average about 6-7 years, something like that. So I don't know how long I'll be seeing Mr. Greycap. I'll miss him. In particular because he has been with me all the way through the times that I've begun this morning thoughts, stillness. And then one day I'll notice he's not there. Or, God forbid, but one day he'll come out and notice I'm not there. See, always thinking about ourselves. I'll be here, he'll die. I might get run over by a bus today. And then he will be thinking, where's that porridge man gone? Actually, just made me think there about how fragile life is. You're soldiering along. Things is pretty good, you know. Yeah, pretty good. Looking forward to something in the near future, plans for the distant future, retirement plans, all those kind of things, soldiering along, never thinking that you could be gone very, very quickly. I think we tend to forget how fragile we are in life. Some of us think we are superhuman, hard as nails, tough as old boots, immortal. Not really. Sometimes maybe we just feel like that. But I guess it's human nature to think that everything will come to plan and you'll be okay. I'll be okay. Now that's cheek. An intruding blackbird has come in for some porridge. A cock, and quickly followed by a hen, which is not the hen of my garden. And she went to approach the porridge he was at, and he quickly chased her off. Only a couple, yeah, he's doing it again, a couple of feet away, but not sure whether they're a pair. And he's just a belligerent bugger. She's getting food, it's okay, she's getting porridge, but just to keep her distance. Just like us humans, I own me space. This is mine. This is my space. It's a gentle breeze blowing now, just so gentle, just blowing across my face and slightly moving the straw-like strands of the ornamental grass. It's a wee dunnock scurrying about, minding its own business. Not wanting porridge. Wanting beasties and flies. Natural diet. Having said that, there's a youngster just come along and it did pick up some porridge. There you go. Following the older one, so they probably got a row for eating something it shouldn't. Oh my, nature, nature, what a wonderful thing you are.